This is Ben Riga. I'm one member of the Dynamics Duo, and with me today is Girish Raja, the other member of Dynamics Duo. And we've been talking about the self-service site that we've been working on, the Wide World Importer site. Mm-hmm. We went through the entire site, now we're starting to drill down. Last time we talked about authentication. This time you promised me you're going to show some code.
Yes, finally.
It was too simple, the code that you showed last time. Two lines of code is not enough. We have to show more.
Yes.
So what are we going to talk about this time? I think we talked about authentication, like I said.
So yeah, so we started with the sign-in.
We've authenticated. Yeah, we're in.
Yeah.
We're going to do some data entry here.
Okay.
So here I am as an attendee mm-hmm. on a completely public website out on the internet doing data entry that is then going to go all the way out to the CRM site. In mm-hmm. our case, it's CRM Online, but it could be anywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work?
So in this case, this is again a simple web page that is built on ASP.NET. So let's switch over to Visual Studio, finally.
Awesome. Yeah, that's good.
So we are here in this profile page. That's what this page is, where you have all the text boxes for names, phone numbers, and all of these.
So this is the project for that website.
That is correct.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know the first thing people are going to ask is, how do we get access to this website? So we should answer that right away.
So we're soon enough, because Azure's been changing at a faster pace than we can cope with it. So uh-huh. we're going to update the source code for the latest version of the Azure SDK. I'm going to release that up on code.msdn.com. And then we'll also have links to that on our blogs,
right.
blogs.msdn.com.
Okay. That's the right answer. Okay. Subscribe to our blogs is the right answer. I love it. Okay, good. So we now have this page. So this is the profile, this profile.aspx page. That's the page for the profile, so the customer
yes.
profile, so their contact info.
This
is
right
this
there.
Contact
mm-hmm.
page.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's have a look.
So what we do behind the scenes is that we obviously have a web service reference to our CRM backend. So in this case, we are using an SDK built by ADX Studio,
right,
a gold-certified
right.
partner of ours.
Okay.
And we are using the toolkit that they provide. And what this allows us to do is specify the configuration information to say, where my CRM server is, what URL it is. Shouldn't be showing the passwords. Oh, very good. So we have all
is
of
that a real password there?
No.
Okay.
I just took it out. So.
Okay. All right.
So what we are using in this case is we are using the web service endpoint for CRM. And if I can quickly walk through the source code, obviously, at the beginning, I'm going to say whether the user is authenticated. If not, I'm going to redirect them to the registration page. And once the user is authenticated, I'm going to check to see if that contact already exists in my CRM database.
So how do you do that? So this is interesting, because the last time we talked about authentication, mm-hmm. You authenticate using LiveID. So you would be girishr@microsoft.com, or I would be benriga@hotmail.com. When I log in, that token is being passed.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is where that token is being used?
Yeah, exactly. So this is the token that we just saw
so
in the previous video.
So user.identity.name mm-hmm. is the token that you're passing, mm-hmm. and you're using that to look up the user.
Yes, so I'm basically querying my CRM database to see if that username already exists. And if it doesn't exist, what I'm going to do is simply create a new contact.
Okay.
And then save all of that information.
Okay.
And if the contact already exists, again, I'm going to pull all of that information and then pre-populate those text boxes. So that's the reason.
So hang on. So if you go back to that Visual Studio, mm-hmm. that contact.lookup by username is just a web service call.
Mm-hmm.
That ultimately resolves back to a web service call that goes out to CRM Online,
mm-hmm.
pulls that information back.
Yes.
And if it doesn't, then it'll be null. So if mm-hmm. that person doesn't exist, it'll be null.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not null,
mm-hmm.
Then you're actually setting all of the fields, the UI fields on the screen,
exactly.
to be whatever it is that was returned.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So this simple page is what mm-hmm. you use to retrieve that contact information.
Yes.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it's not a lot of lines of code.
I bet I could even do this.
Okay. And then finally, in this page, we enter all of the information, we
right.
make all the changes,
right.
and when we hit next, what we're really doing is we are going to the submit_click method, and what it's going to do again is it's the same thing. It's going to check to see if the user is already in. If not, if the contact is null, just like you mentioned, it's going to create a new contact, and it's going to set their username, and it's going to set their logon date and a bunch of properties associated with the login. And then after that, it's going to set all of the information, all of the attributes about that contact from the text box's values.
So the first part there, so again, you're when you hit submit, mm-hmm. you're doing that lookup again.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do? Oh, I guess you could have two people entering in two different places, I guess. And so you want to double check. Yeah, that's clever. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then if it is null,
mm-hmm.
That means that user is not entered.
Yes.
And so the information, so you're actually taking that PUID or GUID, mm-hmm. putting that into the username,
mm-hmm.
and then using, and just setting the login date. Okay.
Exactly.
And
mm-hmm.
then pulling information out of those UI fields
mm-hmm.
and posting them into the contact.
Yep.
And then.
And then
where
finally
do you actually
save?
Just say dot save.
And save. Mm-hmm.
That dot save then resolves back and fires a web service call.
Mm-hmm. And
this
again,
is
it's
just
says
too
back.
Easy. This is too easy. Okay.
Yeah. And then, of course, we move on to the next step of the registration process. And again, in this case, for people that are using the CRM SDK, this might look a little different
uh-huh.
because in this case, we are using the SDK that was built by ADX Studio.
Oh,
so
yeah, sure.
It can allow me to do link queries and all of those against these objects.
So in this case, we're taking advantage of a third-party SDK
mm-hmm.
or third-party toolkit mm-hmm. that takes advantage of the CRM SDK because there's nothing that ADX Studio is doing that anyone else couldn't do,
mm-hmm.
But it's just simplifying the code a little bit for us.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So what's the next step then is to do the registration page. Now, how's that registration any different?
It's exactly the same.
Let's have a look at the page before we jump in.
So when I go next,
yeah.
Again, it's going through the process and saving all of the contacts.
Uh-huh.
And in this case, when I'm looking at the registration page, which would be the conference. There we go.
Uh-huh.
So in this case, again, we are doing the same thing. Is, you know, we are again going through the process to say whether, you know, whether I've already registered for this conference, so it's going to bring in all of the responses that I've already done. So again, in this case, it's going to do a lookup by username to see
mm-hmm.
whether this user has already registered for a conference.
Mm-hmm.
So I might log in again to make a changes, so I might decide that I don't want to do the dance cruise anymore.
Oh, okay.
And then
making
take off
changes
those.
To the existing registration.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then it's going to bring in all the options to say, you know, whether I've registered for, like I said, you know, that I've already registered for the dance or if I want to make, you know, any of these changes. All of that is preloaded first.
So those are just Booleans that you're checking, right? So
yeah,
it's just
exactly.
a checkbox.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm, of course, binding the data from, you know, when I have my registration options, I'm going to just bind it to the different controls, the checkboxes that I have in my application. And then finally, just like how we saw on the contact page, when I hit submit on this, it's going to again check to see if this is a new registration, which means the registration is null. So it's going to create a new registration and then create all of this information. And again, it's really simple. I create an object for registration. I set the attributes, things like the name, the conference ID, the attendee ID, the date that I registered, and then just save it back to the CRM, again, using the web services. And again, of course, if I'm a repeated user and if I'm just making modifications, it's going to go find that record already in my CRM database, and then it's going to go update that information back in my CRM database. And again, we have a little more code here because you have things like discounts, you have things like, currency values and all of that. So it's a little complicated than the contact information page because contact information was just text boxes mapping over to a text, but we have a little more relational information that we have to capture back in our CRM system.
Okay. So so in this case, we're using this really cool toolkit from the ADX Studio folks, Shan mm-hmm. and his team. What if we didn't have that? It doesn't seem like How much more difficult would the code be,
It would just be a little more code than this. So there's a couple of ways you can query. There's one way called query expression, which is just a little bit more code than these.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another mechanism called fetch XML,
mm-hmm.
where you specify your query in a string XML, and then you get the results back in an XML, and so that you have to pull the XML string, pass it, get the results back and parse it again to get the results back. So it's a little complicated, but it's definitely doable.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure that's what Shan is doing behind the scenes. He's doing the heavy lifting for us.
Shan being the guy over at ADX, our friend over at ADX Studios.
Yes.
Okay, great. Mm-hmm. All right, so this is pretty straightforward. I think the next step would be to show something a little bit more whiz-bangy.
Yeah.
We should wait and do that next time, right?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So next time when you guys come back, we're going to talk about the flight booking stuff that we showed you in that first demo, where we showed the entire demo. The flight booking actually uses Silverlight and also uses a third-party service to compose and kind of assemble all this information for the end user, saving them time, perhaps generating revenue for the conference organizer. But we're going to hold off on that. We're going to show you that next time. So please come back tomorrow, or come back, or if you're already seeing this, go and click on the next video.
All right. See you soon, folks.
Yeah, thanks.